for choosing this teaching from the Elijah List, a prophetic ministry to the body of Christ. For more information about the Elijah List, including how to order or download prophetic teachings by well-known prophetic speakers, the monthly magazine Elijah Rain, our first and best-selling music CD, He Reached Down, or Steve Schultz's brand new book, Can't You Talk Louder, God? Or to view the many other prophetic resources we offer, visit our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-354-5245, or outside the U.S., 541-926-3250.
Thank you. Thank you. And for the sake of the sound people, I'm going to set a microphone forward. And is this one on? They'll get it on. Testing, 2, 3. The electrons are there. They're not there all the time. And you're not either, so don't look at them with skepticism. We learned that today. How many think you learned something? Huh? I learned that you're a hungry crowd. And you're an eager crowd. And you're not bashful. I've been stopped about every 3 steps around here. I can't get back to the room when I need to be, and I can't get to the meal that I'm hungry for. Couldn't hide if I tried. But I appreciate Joanne. I appreciate the vision. I appreciate the friendship. She's told dozens and dozens of people, literally all over, about the teaching that I have brought forth, and I meet them by the email. They show up by the hundreds of people that she's been spreading the word, you've been spreading the word. Many of you had appointments to want to spend time with me, and we've been able to squeeze some of those in. But guess what? This life here is not the main event. We got eternity, remember? That's the main event. Time without end, but end without time. Okay? The beginning, way, way beyond infinity, never ends. There's not even a middle. It's always a beginning. There is no end. Oh, you didn't quite get your brain around all of that one. Look what I found. Some of you have watched me do this on the videos. This is a real brain tweezer. Let's see. You know, the anointing can really mess you up. Logic comes very awkward. When you're listening to the Holy Spirit and following Him, it's real difficult to do anything mathematical. Kenneth Copeland told me one day, he said, I don't fly my plane when I'm highly anointed. None of the numbers work. Well, I'm going to give this a go anyhow. There's an old song most of us learned when we were kids, and like many other songs that the church had, some good ones have been lost. Ray told us that last night. There's a simple little song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. For the Bible tells me so. You just passed all the quantum physicists right there. If they're not a creationist and they don't believe in the Word of God, they have a real tough time trying to figure out what He did. So they find out what He did, and they find it very difficult to explain it without Him. They give us great big problems. From nowhere came a gaseous mass. That's the beginning. Where's nowhere? Who created the gaseous mass? If they got that wrong, why am I supposed to believe anything else? The Bible tells me so. You're looking at a man who believes the irrevocable Word of God. It doesn't need a lot of explanation. You need to understand by the Holy Spirit. And the Word tells you that. And we've got evidence to prove the Holy Spirit is active. He's real. He's been in this place. And He's here tonight. And again, I thank the psalmist. The psalmist opened the portal. The intercessors prepare the door. And we get to walk through because they know what they're doing in the spirit realm. You can walk into a place where entertainment is man-to-man. I kind of put this song in the entertainment side. There's nothing wrong with man-to-man music. Folk music, a good kid's song, something that baffles the musician sometimes. I prayed a lot this afternoon, the few minutes I had alone. I prayed a lot this afternoon, the few minutes I had with you, too. We did have times of prayer. Several. Some drove in from a few miles. Some met me in the halls. Some surprised me. Didn't expect it. We went places in prayer where it has been difficult to go. Standing in faith for those who are believing in signs and miracles. It doesn't take a lot of courage, but it takes a little bit of trust. That's the degree beyond man courage. I'm going to leave that at that point. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Others of you need to know. I don't need to share everything here. The Holy Spirit is doing a new thing in the world, in the church, in the body of Christ. Miracles, signs, and wonders are normal for God. And they're becoming more normal in your life. And I trust that something said or done here can sweep away a little bit of the blurring that we've had in this conflict between science and faith, and there is no conflict. As a matter of fact, without faith, and without God, and without a creator, there is no science. You have a bunch of man's opinions that are mostly confusing, not articulate, not correct. But when you look at the Word of God and a revelation of the Holy Spirit, you've heard me say it before, the connection, the convergence of revelation from the Holy Spirit with the revolution of quantum mechanics can strengthen your faith. And some of you have been telling me that. You've been telling others that. I'm honored that we were able to come back. I say now, like Ray did last night, I want to come back. I want to come back for you. I want to come back for me. I want to come back to go where no man has yet gone. In this crowd, with your response and your love and your relationship, even that with the eye, even that to the spirit, it makes it so easy for somebody who's up here trying to do, and some of this that the worship leaders are doing and that I'm trying to do and that Ray does so well, Joanne does so well, it's not easy. Come on. You don't see it very often. Not every worship leader can do what we've seen happen here. I know there's few synthesists, few keyboard guys or gals that come close to what God has gifted in our brother. You can listen to the world of music. You can listen to all of the jazz, all of the blues. And you'll never hear the tenderness, the life, the encouragement, the authority that you just heard in that song from my little sister Joanne. Isn't it awesome? We've not heard a lot from her. I feel bad about that because she spoke into my life last time. And as I prayed this afternoon, Lord, what do you want me to share? He said, continue where you left off. Now, where did I leave off? Some things don't quite get finished. But there's seven principles that I want you to know so clearly that I'm going to mention them again. And every time I mention them, And you've noticed this. Some of you have been tracking me pretty good now for two conferences. Other tapes and other, not tapes, but discs and other materials you've ordered from our website. Every time I touch an idea, the Holy Spirit will give me a fresh revelation. And that's what's important. If there's anything important about what I do, it may not even be the concept, but it's the revelation that comes from the concept. You can't play a song twice the same way. You've tried. He doesn't get there because the revelation is so real. Before we get into this text tonight, there's a young man that I prayed for. I asked for him this morning and he wasn't here. I think he's here tonight. I'm going to ask him to step forward if he would. This is not a testimony of something that I did, but it's something that God allowed, and I'd like you to hear it as an encouragement. I don't know this young man. I don't even remember his name. But I've asked him to be bold enough to just share tonight. So would you make him feel welcome? Come on. God bless you, son. And as I put my cheek next to that necklace, it just got blessed. I can't touch a piece of jewelry without pouring out a blessing, even on the earring. Okay, give us your name and tell us what happened.
I'm Aaron Allen, and the end of the story is my back got healed. The middle of the story is my heart got healed. And the beginning of the story is I hurt my back doing a construction job over on the coast for a friend. And
well, that's the testimony part. I was walking, I believe, out the building or near the end of the service.
It was over at Rick and Sonia's, actually.
That's at the house. That's it. That's it.
Ah,
that's the one. I appreciate those of you that just stopped me wherever I'm at, but we were over to Rick and Sylvia's. And he was there, and he was hurting.
And we prayed.
Yeah. A long story short is we got over to Rick and Sonia's, and the great thing about this quantum leap is I can sit down. last one, they were afraid that if I spent too much time sitting, I would lose some of my basic functions. I had splitting pain down my leg. And this is 3 months after the injury occurred. And so we get over to Rick and Sonia's, and we've been talking about a lot of things, including hope and quantum physics and lots of great stuff. And at the end, David came over to me and he's like, you know, Aaron, I know that you don't have the faith for your back to be healed, which was interesting because I believe it was 2 weeks before Terry came up to the front of Gateway and gave a word of knowledge. And he said, there's someone here who's, and he described my condition, lower back pain. They figure it was a ruptured disc. And so I came up, and Terry looked at me and he said, you either believe it all or you don't. You believe in the gold, you believe in the gemstones, and you believe in miraculous healing, or you don't believe any of it. And to me, it was different than to most people, because it's simple for me to believe in gold and gems. I never struggled with that. And I believed in healing for other people. I've seen hundreds of healings throughout my lifetime, you know, since I was a little kid, of all different sorts. So it was easy for me to believe for other people. And I knew God wanted to heal me. And I knew God wasn't testing me. But I didn't know why I wasn't healed. And so I had a couple weeks to ponder that one, and then the conference to ponder it. And so David came up to me and said, you don't have the faith to be healed, but I have the faith for you. And He spoke to my back to come into the original purpose that God gave it, and spoke to the cells. And in that moment, the pain was gone. I also didn't have health insurance for the 3 months my back was out. So we don't have x-rays from before. They figure it was a ruptured disc from my symptoms. But I went to the doctor on Monday, and he gave me just some steroids to relax my muscles because they were still really tense. Tuesday, they took an x-ray of my back, like from all different angles, you know, had me twist in weird positions. And the following Monday, I went back into the doctor, and he had forgotten about our appointment. So he quick, like, ran and got the x-rays and looked through them. And he's like, this is a perfect back. You know, this is the back of a 21-year-old. There's absolutely no problem with your body.
Okay, church, extend your hands towards this young man. This didn't happen just for him. This happened to show him and others that this is a repeatable event. This isn't a one-time thing for my God, and it doesn't take my faith to stand in the gap. That night it did, but now he's got his faith. And you're going to strengthen his faith with your faith by a factor of 10. Oh, you don't know what you're about to do. If that's 1,000, and that one is 10,000, and that one's 100,000, and that one's 1,000,000, and this is 10,000,000, and here's 100,000,000, and she's 1,000,000,000, and we haven't got all the way down the front row yet. You do that quantum math through this audience, and there's an energy going to flow that's almost by man's standards incalculable. We talked about infinity last night up in the hospitality suite. Well, we're going to experience a moment of infinity. Your healing was for you, but it doesn't stop there. You will find the person that you will pray for, and you will have the faith. And they're strengthening that faith for you, and you back to them, and it's a multiple. Oh, I like quantum physics. Put your hand on mine. Church, look forward and say with me, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
this young man is full of faith.
This young man is full of faith.
Every other person in this room is full of faith. We receive our fullness. And we desire to change lives with our authority. In Jesus' name, by His blood, bring the sick on. Now you got a responsibility, and I know what you will do. Thank you for sharing. Did that say something to you tonight? Was that important? God bless you, son. We have a problem. The church has a problem. We've been entertained so long, and the entertainment is self-gratifying. A book, a novel, a movie, a Christian TV show. Come on. My son's got a Christian TV show. God's News Behind the News. That Dr. Joe Vancouvering you look at is my little boy. This is the original. He is the copy. And he says he's the improved version. He got mama's genes. But we have a problem. Our problem is we've been entertained in the church by each other too long. We got the feeling this is for us. It makes us feel good. We worship. We get into the presence of God. Our bandwidth goes up. We learn. We know. We receive. We understand. We get an infusion. And it's time the church takes the authority over the body, over the circumstances. If I asked an embarrassing question in here tonight, many of us would have to raise our hands. The embarrassing question is, are you out of debt? Or are you in bondage to the bank, the credit cards? Are you ready for an inflation crash? Are you ready to go underground as a church? And the authority that you have in the name of Jesus Christ has not yet been applied correctly. But brother, that's changing. Sister, this isn't normal. Normal is over. The miraculous just took over. But that young man witnessed tonight, he did it a while back, but what happened even tonight has altered him. When you understand your authority, times 10, don't forget it. Don't try a miracle alone. You don't need to. Call your pastor. Call your friend. If you haven't got godly friends, there's a problem. Don't leave home without them. You can couple, you can multiply times your godly friends. I highly recommend it. You're not local, you're not individual, you're not on your own. You're all hooked up. Quantum physics proves that. Let's go through that simple list. I'd like to make sure that I got that communicated. Some of you have already got the book. You can read it over and over. It wasn't printed to sell the book. By the time you put a CD in the front of it, and you print it, and you put it together, there's not a lot of profit on it anyhow. It's not for profit. It's for communication of God's wisdom into your life. Take it seriously. I know you do, and I thank you for that. Seven keys. My sister, my little sister friend, my pastor, she gave me a ring of keys last year. They're on my desk. They went to Australia with me. I carry them around. I'm a little like a little kid with a blanket, you know. I like my keys. They make me feel good. Because I'm reminded of the prayer we had in your office when you gave me those keys. The gateway was unlocking something in my life. And Joanna unlocked something in my life. You've done it again this year by just being here. And the song of the Lord so freely coming out. I shared that today that Steve has awesomely won my heart. I have a hard time when I get like this. I want to flow with words and I can only flow with feelings. And the feelings are from the Spirit. They're from the deepest part of myself. I've listened to electronic music. I helped invent it. The first portable synthesizer was a Mini Moog. I invented the industry to sell the Mini Moogs. And I've never heard a synthesis take me where you take me so easily. You go beyond where any of us have ever been. And if you haven't got his music playing in your house, you make sure you get it. If he hasn't got enough of them out there tonight and the table is bare by the time you get there and you can't get there in the first 30 minutes, you got a problem. What is your website, Steve? FOB Worship Men. Min. M-I-N. FOB Worship Men.org. Now, I don't know if they're going to remember that. I'm going to link my website to his. You know where mine is. You need to link his website to your website. Thank God for Steve, for Joanne, for all the worship psalmists. I'm going to do my best to stay on this subject. But it's so much fun to wander away. And you like it, and that's a problem. Count me down. I can't keep track of time. That little lady came to me with a very sick cell phone today. It didn't work. She handed it to me. I did pray for it, and it did work. But I can't keep my watches working, okay? First key to taking your quantum leap. There is a non-physical reality. If you don't know that you're connected to the spirit realm, you've missed the purpose of your being here. You're not here for this pile of stuff. Come on, entrepreneurs, give it up. You're not here for what you gather and you gain in the pile of tools or toys. You're here to know God's purpose for you and to sing your song and to reflect His glory. Got a man in here that knows more about gold than anybody I know. Ray Hughes told me one time, he said he saw a goldsmith dipping his gold. And he was looking in the gold, and he'd dip, and then he'd stir it, and he'd look in the gold, and he'd dip. And Ray said, I came over and looked, and I didn't see a thing in there. And he'd dip and take something out. And Ray watched him do that for about 40 minutes or something. And Ray said, what in the world are you looking for? What do you see? He said, I'm looking for my reflection. When I see my eyebrows, when I see the pores in my skin, I can tell the color of my eyes. And I flicker my eyes and I see it in the gold. When I see me, I know it's refined. You get it. Your Heavenly Father is dipping gold. And He's looking for you to reflect Himself so you can be refined. And when you look at your life, and we look at your life, you are to be the perfect reflector of Him. He wants to reflect Himself through you. And that's an unseen world. That's the quantum world of reality. He's giving us a reasonable chance of being here in this realm. We're not here full time. We flash in and out. We blink in and out. All electrons do. Remember what the physicist told us yesterday? I'm repeating it so you can repeat it. How many would like to be able to repeat some of this stuff? The Planck's constant is the smallest measurement of time and the smallest measurement of matter in the cosmos. We give Planck the credit for finding that. It's the one thing that carries his name, the Planck constant. Somebody asked me how many constants there are in the universe. I hit the brakes. I do not want to rely on my intellect to tell him an answer. That'd be an easy answer. I'm going to get quiet. You can get quiet. I'm going to know because my Father did it. And He likes His kids. And He'll let you in on His secrets. And you can know certain things. The smallest element is the Planck constant. That's about 20,000th of a billionth of a second. Those are big numbers. For a little brain, those are a big deal. You slice a second a billion times, take one of those slices and slice it 20,000 times. That's the amount of lifetime there is in an electron. Of the whole planet, the whole cosmos is made up of electrons. They're blinking in and blinking out. We know where they are, but we don't know where what they are. When we know what they are, we don't know where they are. Because they're not there. Oh, what a crazy world the quantum world is. It's not a real thing. Oh, we take it way too far for granted that it's real. I spent 40 years of my life thinking those keyboards was reality. I gave my life to that. Some of you have heard me make the statement, like I said this afternoon, I was a weapons dealer to the wrong army. That's a powerful weapon. When it's in the hands of a warrior, these drums are powerful weapons in the hands of this drummer. Those guitars are powerful weapons in the hands of a worshiper. They'll take you someplace. Careful where you take us. You're full of violence, you're full of anger, you're full of confusion. Guess what happens to the crowd? We see it all the time in rock and roll. You see it all the time in rap. The musician takes us someplace. He takes us to an invisible realm. He takes us into the reality of God. And your spirit knows that place. It becomes alive. It begins to flow. It begins to take in energy. When you take in the energy of God, you are changed. You can't be the same when you hear of a testimony of a young man being healed. You're altered when you know that. And that happened because he's in an invisible realm in a physical body. And the energy for that body comes from the invisible realm. It's called the zero-point energy. I don't like the name zero-point energy. Well, they don't find in that centimeter any energy, so they say it's the zero point of energy. Only in that centimeter, they find 10 to the 95th zero of energy. In nothing. And then they measure lead. Somebody in here can explain lead to me, how it's different than gold. Lead is dense stuff. It's got 10 to the 95th zero of energy. So we're finding that a vacuum centimeter, that's about the size of a cube of sugar, it's got as much energy in nothing, when everything has been taken out, 0 point, as everything. Well, that's confusing. But it's that 0 point energy that is the God particle. It's God. With all of his creative capacity. And that 0 point energy, he blinks you in from that energy. Where does the energy come for this anointing? Where does the energy come for the creative act of worship as these worshipers do it? Where did your energy come from? And do you have the energy to face your test? You do. It's spiritual energy. Don't you only rely on your resources? You are a part of the non-physical world. If you don't believe it, you got a problem. Because then you have to deny all the things that we cannot see. You can't see a radio wave. Don't you dare tell me that this room isn't full of radio waves, because I'll produce a transistor radio. Don't tell me it's not full of microwaves. I'll pull a TV set in here. You will find that the unseen world is a world teeming with energy. And the spiritual world that you have around you is the source of your purpose. The source of love, the source of compassion, the source of caring, the source of worship. The unseen world. Don't live without it. You are here in spite of it, if you see it or agree with it or not. Doesn't change the fact. But some of us know it's real. My wife looked at me and said, "He won't die. His assignment isn't done." She knew something about the unseen world. You prayed today for your own healing. The energy for your healing did not come from my voice alone. Did not come from your agreement alone. Our agreement locked into the authority of the God particle, who is 0 point energy. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Two or three agree is touching something on earth. It has to be. And there's a role you play. Remember the 10 two-letter words I gave you last year. If, I-F, it, I-T, is, I-S, to, T-O, B, B-E, it is up to me. Ooh. I have a role to play. You have a role to play. If it is to be, you have to do something. You have to activate. You have to reach out. You have to know God's promise. You have to say it in words. Healing happens only when we say something to the cells. When you call the cells to order, they have to obey. You're wired that way. The authority of Jesus Christ said you would do greater things than he did in this invisible world, which is the real world. This one ain't the real world. Okay? Did I make it clear? Or do you want me to repeat it another way again? Second key, light is slowing down. Now Chuck Missler brought that up yesterday. He said, Barry Sutterfield, Trevor Norman, a couple of Aussies, Australians, they discovered by looking at the facts of history and modern cosmology that the speed of light is not a constant. Sorry, Mr. Einstein, you were right in a lot of ways. The bomb went off. Your atomic energy and your cosmology was almost right. But the speed of light is slowing down. And you say, oh, what does that significance have for me? Listen carefully. If the speed of light is slowing down, there was a time at which it was faster. First thing that proves is that it didn't take 16 billion years for light to get from the farthest thing here. Didn't take 16 billion years if the light was moving up faster than 186,000 miles a second. Oh, that's faster than my Chrysler. That's a whole lot faster than Steve's fingers. But he's getting there. He's getting quick. The speed of light is slowing down, suggesting that there was an upper bandwidth, a higher bandwidth before the fall, that we lost in the fall. The bandwidth faster than light would let you remember your future. Isn't it interesting? Nobody in the room can remember their future. We all remember our past, some of it, part of it, depending upon how old you get, what you do with your memory. But we can remember our future when you get your bandwidth back. Oh, you didn't get it. Some of you did. You can know God's future for you, the plan for you, the destiny for you, the authority you have. You can know your purpose when you get your bandwidth back. You can know things to come. You remember your future. Jesus said it all. When he gave us that scripture about the Holy Spirit, I almost wear it out, but I find I can. Every time I say it, I learn something. Isn't it interesting? The Holy Spirit can do that. You repeat something you thought you'd worn all the truth out of. You saturated, you pulled all the juice out of that truth until you say it again. And the Holy Spirit gives you something fresh. He said when he comes, he will lead you into all truth. And we often stop there. I keep looking for the commentary. I keep looking for the pastor that finishes the verse. He said when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into all truth. He'll not speak of himself, only the things he's heard from the Father. And he will show you things to come. I didn't invent that. That's actually in that 13th verse. 16th chapter of John. That's got to become a fundamental for you. The speed of light slows down, but you don't have to lose anything. He'll give you your bandwidth back. A song came forth about bandwidth. You're going to start saying it. Some of these kid nerds are going to scratch their head and say, how did Grandma know about bandwidth? Where's Grandma been? Where has she been looking around on the internet? Bandwidth is upper knowledge. Bandwidth is faster knowledge. If you've been looking at the numbers of your computer, there was a Moore's Law that we had when small computers started coming out, smaller than a room, that is. They used to be as big as this stage. Then they got as big as a truck. Then they got as big as a refrigerator. Now they're so small, they're built into cell phones. What do you think the iPhone's all about? While I'm on the subject of the iPhone, you guys really love and know me, and you pray for me. Well, like Ray Hughes said last night, I want your help. The iPhone stole one of my patents. And I love it. Because they get to lose. I don't know what they will have to pay me. I'm told 5%. Woo! Hear my heart. Take another one. Anything attached to a touchscreen that goes online and downloads a song is one of the things, of the 636 things we patented. I'm not trying to be smart that I'm wealthy, because I'm not, but I got 636 God ideas working for me. And that's pretty good. And there's some big names. Oh, I'm not supposed to mention the names, but so I'll just call it the big R. And there's another company, the big Y. And the big W. There's a big K out there. I didn't say cork. What am I doing? I'm asking you to pray. that the evil that Satan's took has to come back seven times. I know where that money will go. I know the churches. I know the ministries. I know the psalmists. I know the islands. We're committed to do 1,000 pianos into Jamaica. Pray for that. Pray for those patents. Our attorney said you got to go to Eastern Texas because we found some judges out there that don't like anybody messing with America's copyrights and patent laws. And the attorney said, these guys got two shotguns hanging in the back window of their pickup truck. So we filed suit demanding a jury trial in the Eastern District of Texas. And in the name of Jesus, that's God's money, we will win. And it'll go to build a kingdom. Now, one company's got a product that sells for $17,000 wholesale. Some mathematician, tell me what 5% of that is. $750. They built 20,000 of them each year for 5 years. So 750 times 100,000. For those of you that aren't that quick, it's $17.5 million. One company, one product, one set of patents. God gave somebody some upper bandwidth. Those ideas didn't come out of those smart people I hired. They were a part of it. They were smarter than me. That's the way I picked them. I love to hang out. That's why I like to come out here. All these smart, spirit-filled folks are running loose. Light is slowing down. You get your bandwidth back. The Holy Spirit becomes your teacher. That's the second key. The third key. Matter is frequency being spoken by Jesus. So when I speak to the frequencies of your cells, and I prayed for several, I look all over and I see them sitting all over here. And we got to pray all together today. All we are doing is coming into sync with the frequency that Jesus Christ has already spoken. And the error is in the body's frequency. And we have the authority to correct it. Matter is frequency being spoken by Jesus. You're there, and everything you have is there, because the authority of the Son of God, Colossians is saying, it causes all things to be. Jesus is causing you to be right now. Jesus is in charge of all of the cells of your body. How close is He? He's as close as the Planck's constant. He's causing all matter to be. Now you have the role. If it is to be, it's up to me to correct, to speak by faith. All He's asking you to do is just get in sync and in phase with Him. I like to talk about the two speakers that I could set up. A speaker here and a speaker here, and put a sound off the synthesizer into the speakers and make a sound, a tone, just one single pitch. Take the wires of one speaker and reverse them, and you can't hear either speaker. Because when that one's pushing, this one is pulling. And there's no sound. And when it pushes, the other one is reverse phase of the first one. That's what happens when you walk in to a person full of faith with your doubt. You cancel something with your doubt. You have no right to mess with a God idea. Write that one down, those of you who had a pen. Make it personal. Say, I have no right to lose a God idea. You have to be careful with your attitude. People in this room tonight have to be careful with their tongue. You can come against one of God's servants, and you'll cancel your frequencies to a blessing. You can't get through the barrier that the Holy Spirit and angelic forces put around God's chosen. That force field is there. But you'll cancel your blessings. You'll cancel everything they're trying to say into your life. You cancel the wisdom that God has for you through them. And all you have to do is change one wire. Just reverse the polarity. It happens all the time. It happens on the telephone. Come on now. You get a diagnosis and some word comes out. Some name of a disease comes out. And the first thing you do is say that name. You've canceled your faith with your fear. And then worse, you get on the telephone, you tell all your good friends what the doctor just said. And likely he was wrong. When you know how many doctors there are that have to see so many patients, and they spend 6 or 7 minutes with you, and they're supposed to get a diagnosis of who and what's wrong with your body, and they may not have the Holy Spirit, and you're going to trust their intellect, I got a better source than that. You know where I'm at. I know where you're at. Be careful with those words that come from a doctor. They can cancel God's blessing. Careful what you say. Be careful what you see. You got a problem with your tongue. Matter is frequency spoken by Jesus, and you have the authority to cancel it. Don't forget that. That's not just a fact of science, and matter is a frequency. You've got a frequency that can cancel, or you can multiply by 10. You don't multiply 2,000, 1,000 by another 1,000. I get to do it by 10 when I'm in unity. Brother, I want to be in unity with every believer in this room. Because I leave here with your multiple in my life. And I go through all of this energy to put my multiple in your life. And some of you get it. Some of you are multiplying times the truth that you're hearing right now. And it'll change your life forever. And you're going to go out and change that sick world. And that's the purpose of the church. And hang on, church. I love you. And you love me. We're all in this thing together. But my life hasn't demonstrated the authority of the fullness of the God's Word alive in me. I'll admit it. I'm working on it. We'd see more miracles. We'd see more raised from the dead. Come on. Oh, that's a taboo. We don't want to go there. That's risky. What if he doesn't come up? That's a risk. My Christ Jesus raised from the dead. Ephesians tells me that's the authority in my life. And if you haven't read it, go read it. Stop just being entertained. Get deep into the Word. Understand what Ephesians said. He said the authority that raised Christ from the dead is alive in you. So act like it. I'm trying to. I want to. I got a brother and sister in here tonight that are standing at that place in prayer, standing at that place in faith, and you're not alone. There's two or three others in here that got enough courage to say, I'm going to stand there. And you'll get the opportunity in your life within days, some of you. And that's not prophetic, that's just fact. You'll have an opportunity to call forth life or speak death. You've heard the story of my precious wife. I have to repeat it because it's a truth. And if you see that story, you might not forget it. It happened on an airplane. I died. I had a stroke. My heart shut off. I did come back. And I looked into her grinning face, full of faith. Her hand was on my chest. She was gone in the spirit somewhere. Notice how I said that? She wasn't there at that place in time. She tapped into the eternal resurrection life of the Father that gave it to Jesus. She had her hand on my heart. And I came back. It happened two more times after that in the hospital. God wasn't testing me. I couldn't go anywhere. My assignment wasn't done. And yours isn't either. And after this conference, you'll know more about your assignment. You'll take it more seriously. You will study diligently. You will listen to DVDs, CDs, and you won't be the same. And what will change you is not me re-repeating this stuff. It's going to be you listening to that man's music, to that girl's prophetic song, and letting that portal open in your... See, we can't... Hear me carefully. We can't record the anointing. It is not a frequency that gets into any microphone. And there's no place in the bandwidth of any machine we have. And I've built some good ones. Laser optical memory retrieval was first in my life. And I gave it to the world as a memory system to record. Laser optical memory retrieval. Go to Google and punch in Orchestron. Go to Google and punch in Optigon. You will find the first laser film development that put a laser optical memory retrieval system, even in the military, came from me. I think I know what I'm talking about. We didn't have enough bandwidth with light to capture the anointing. The anointing shows up live every time. He's at all points across his trajectory, and wherever your CDs goes, he shows up. You didn't have to worry about recording him. He shows up live. On your disc. Joanne, would you stand, honey? Would you stand? Put your hands toward Joanne. We're going to pray for CDs wherever they are. They could be playing in countries right now. And I'm here to announce that swelling is going down. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, we call her CDs to attention where they are played. We multiply our energy by faith in the anointing that is going to show up live. Our intent is there. Lives are delivered. Portals of worship are open. Wherever her music is, remember, God's outside of time. Wherever they're going to be, God's already there. They're all blessed. Every time they're played, they're blessed. Deliverance flows. Lives are changed. And nations are set free. Woo! If you didn't notice, you just left the building. You went forward. You went backward. You went wherever her discs are. You are coupled up with the anointing of Jesus Christ. By your love and your intent and your knowledge of what her music does. And God knows how to do double coupling. Everything we said for Joanne happens for Steve. In the name of Jesus, say it. Isn't it fun to take a quantum leap? Lesson number four, key number four. I'm almost done. I only got seven to do. It gets fresh every time, doesn't it? All matter has memory. Look at your ring. Say hello, ring. Joshua said you're listening. Come on, you believe the word, don't you? Well, say it. Joshua said you were listening. Joshua said, the stone is heard. It really is true. We can play stones back. Oh, you might not know how to do that, and I don't have them in my pocket tonight. And by the way, I lost something today, something very meaningful to me. I lost a little leather folder with four little steel plates in it. If you find it, turn it in. You don't have the machine to play them back anyhow. Seriously, I laid it down someplace. I have no idea where it is. So I'm going to tell you a little story about a dog. My wife and I walked into a Walmart store about 10 years ago, and a dog was outside the store with bloody feet looking up for its master. I looked down, and it was bloody feet, middle of the winter in Nashville, ice on the ground. And this little dog, I knew it was an inside dog because the ice had made its little feet bleed. So I went in, did my shopping, came out, and he's still looking for his master. I petted it, knowing me, you know I blessed it. I blessed its collar. I blessed the dog. I go to my car, open the door to put my stuff in the car, and the dog jumps in the back seat of my car. What a bold little dog. So we love animals. I take him home. We pray for him. I told Becky, I said, I have no idea on that corner where to start to find the owner of this dog. I've seen those stickers on telephone poles and trees, and I've seen ads in the paper, and I didn't know where to start. Now, it's okay. I got a big God. I got the Holy Spirit, remember? So I told Becky, I said, let's pray right now with the dog that the owner finds me tomorrow. Now, there's no risk in that. Now, when you know God, God's going to make tomorrow 20,000 times a nanosecond, remember? He can create all the circumstances he needs. He can let that owner find me in the name of Jesus. So we pray for the dog. Becky takes him to a vet in the morning, gets his little feet fixed, got him a bath, all freshened up. The little dog starting to fall in love with us now. I'm sitting at my desk in my office with the pad on the floor. The dog's laying on the pad. I'm still talking to the dog, trying to do some work, but really caring about the dog. And my telephone rings. She said, did you find a dog? I said, what's his name? She told me I called out his name. The little dog knows his name. He barks and he jumps. She heard the bark. She said, that's my dog. I said, how did you find me? She said, I went to the telephone directory in Nashville, which has about 10 pages for veterinarians. She said, I flipped it over, put my finger on one of them, and it was the vet you took him to. Don't ever underestimate the simplicity of God. Now, I don't know how that's going to apply to your life, but you're going to get in a circumstance where you don't know what to do. And you're going to speak to the matter. And you're going to stake your claim. And you're going to say, Father, I need your help. Some of us do it regularly. I don't really mind having problems when I got a big God. Because he's bigger than anything I can create. He's bigger than anything you can create. And he certainly is bigger than that devil that lost all his power way back there. See, Jesus told me it's finished. He lost his bandwidth in the fall. The only power he's got is when he lies to you, you believe him. Now he's using your power to cause something to happen. Oh, you didn't get that one. Satan has no bandwidth to mess with you. All he's got is enough bandwidth to lie to you. And then the rest of it's up to you. You believe the lie. That's the problem. Because now he's got your authority to go to work for him. And then you start making your declarations in his name because you surrendered to a lie. Adam and Eve did that. We got in a pretty good mess because they believed a lie. You will too. And you do too. The challenges of your life, often the problems of your life, I make a statement and I want to say it here. All the limits of your life, everybody in this room, the limit of your life is self-imposed. Don't you carry that victim mentality to me. Because I'm going to say Jesus gave you the authority to overcome whatever that generational curse was. And if you don't get some brother or sister to declare you're free of that problem, that's your fault. And the church's fault for not making that an open door. And teaching that correctly. And with love, embracing them to come in with their problem. And when that happens, you're set free. I believe in counseling. Not very much of it. I know the difference between speaking the problem or speaking the answer, and I'm the guy that knows matter's got memory. Don't you dare say all those problems into your cell phone. You might as well destroy the cell phone. It's full of all your garbage. It knows every problem you've got because you've said it 10 times. And it's a cursed thing now. And you're constantly holding it up close to your mind. And you're speaking your negative stuff into it. Well, get over it. Understand that matter has memory. Careful what you say. It's going to get played back. And I might even get to do some of that if I can get those little plates back. I carry those around. Those are the size of the machine that we're going to play them back in. Oh, I heard it. Somebody over here was thinking, how in the world is he going to... He can't do that. Careful. Careful. I don't need that negative frequency on my life. But there is a way to play back the past. I won't go into all that because I want to get through these next few points in the next few minutes. Matter has memory. Curses can be delivered and removed and reversed. Stuff you bring home is full of whatever was said over it. What has been said over your car? What was said over you in traffic when you cut that guy off back there? Or he cut you off and you said it and your windshield knows it. Oh, I had so much fun doing this and it got on a videotape. Would you give me your car keys? Who's got some car keys down here? I got my car keys up in the room. Oh, this is going to be a blessed car. This car is ready for an overhaul. Get your car keys. Come on. We did this on a video. I get emails yet from people all over the world. Those videos have been sent out and people are saying, how long does it last? Until you cancel it. Careful with your words. I'm giving these camera guys a real challenge here to keep me in the middle of that viewfinder. Well, they can do their job. Hold them out. Now remember, matter has memory. I could get real scientific tonight and tell you the photons are going in. It's knocking electrons out, and the photons are going in to the vortex of a subatomic particle. That's called a tachyon. It was found by Gerald Feinberg. It was in Einstein's math. But I won't do all that. I'll just tell you that Jesus said these stones could cry out. And Joshua said these stones have recorded. Your stones are going to listen right now. These are for your car. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, my car is blessed. I put the key in the door and the blessing flows. I put the key in the ignition. It gets an electrical charge. And the blessing flows. My car is protected. It is safe. The bandwidth of its driver just went up. I am a blessed driver. I'm a safe driver. My car is a tool to build the kingdom. And I thank God. My car just got transformed. Anybody got a house key? You want to go there? Get your house key. You and I are in unity. I'm going to touch it, but you're in unity. Hold your house key up. In the name of Jesus, my house is blessed. The portals are open. Worship flows. God's blessing is there. I meet God there. All curses are dismissed. My house is safe. It's a place filled with God. And His promises deliver there. In the name of Jesus. Now, when you touch your door, you will remember that your words got there with the anointing of God on them before you touched that door. Now, let me get practical. Some of you have got stuff at home that can't be purged. It must be destroyed. I'm not going to get nosy, and I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. But there could be literature, novels, movies, DVDs, websites that are less than the blessing of God. And I know the Holy Spirit's faithful. And you're getting talked to right now. I did this over in Tasmania. A man started to shudder on the front row. He went home that night, he came back, and he told me before the service, he said, "You said something to me last night, kept me from sleeping, and I don't like it." And I looked him square in the eye, and I said, "I don't care." I said, "If that shoe fits, put it on. If you got to have a bonfire, burn it." He didn't like me. He went home that day. Holy Spirit was faithful. You can trust the Holy Spirit. He had a fire. He said the fire got so big he couldn't do it in his wood stove. He had to go outside in the pit. This guy was in trouble. His house was delivered. The demons had to leave. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And people in the audience by themselves took up an offering to buy all the product at the conference and give it to him. The last service of that conference, he was blessed with CDs. He was blessed with Christian DVDs. People started laying hands on him, having prayer meetings in his home and around him. There's only one answer, and it's God. And we have to know that matter has memory. Your words are being recorded. Key number 5. Only got 2 more to go. Now, you can't be having as much fun as I'm having. You can bless all the doorknobs. You can bless all the computer terminals. Next time you stand in that little checkout line at that Walmart store, you got access to their whole network. Just grab a hold of that terminal right there in the back of that computer. Did you hear me? You have authority. Look at your hand. Hold it up. Look at it. My hand is a weapon. It can be used to deliver and to give a blessing. And when I touch something, it is blessed. Now do something about it. When you touch that doorknob, you get on that airplane, I got what I call a Holy Ghost stumble when I step into the aircraft. I always stumble. My briefcase goes down, and I get both doors at one time. I said that to somebody, and they watched me get on the plane in Australia, and they sent me an email. They said, "You really do that crazy stuff? We were watching you." Of course I do that crazy stuff. You're going to stand next to a computer someplace, and you're going to recognize that computer with all of its electrons are hooked up to that old network. And then you'll remember that Chuck Missler told you, you were hooked up too. You're part of the whole. This isn't a bunch of little pieces. This is all in the mind of God. This is all within the force of the airship of Jesus Christ. You're connected. Well, take it seriously. Touch a telephone. I love to get in a public place. Some of you are going to take the trouble to go to jail just to touch the doorknob. You're going to treat that teller in the bank a little different next time. You're going to bless the money as you give it to her. "I bless this in Jesus' name." And she doesn't know how to respond. So you do it again. You're counting your money out. You're paying a bill. You're putting the money in the bank. You're leaving a deposit. Get off that thing of going through the drive-thru. Go in where you can touch stuff. It's fun. It works. Most of you, how many are staying in a hotel room? Oh, you got a problem. You don't know what was said in there before you got there. You don't know what happened. You don't want to know what happened in that room. But when you take that memory key, it's got a strip on it, you touch that doorknob, you're going to change this whole place. You're going to change this whole city. Just imagine what would happen if every weapon that's out here, wave them at me, if they blessed everything they touched tomorrow. You could change the state of Idaho. You'll certainly change somebody's life. I know that. Set them free. You say, David, you're teaching New Age nonsense. No, this is the oldest story in the book. If sin isn't dealt with, you will die under the curse of sin in your life. This isn't New Age nonsense. I'm not trying to rename mysticism. I'm not trying to talk about spiritual things with fresh new terms that came right out of the pit by the fallen worship leaders and the fallen psalmist and the fallen intellectuals. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the sustainer of life. He's the Savior of the Spirit. He gives everlasting life. And you're lost on a way to hell if you haven't had the sin issue fixed in your life. All I'm doing is telling you, you can leave your tracks in the physical places. Touch your money, bless it. Touch stuff and bless it. Now I'm ready for number 5. All that was for free. I won't charge any more for that 5 minutes. Seeing your future as God sees it is quantum faith. You got to see your future. You won't know how to make decisions correctly if you don't know what God's called you to do. I had a young man sitting over here tonight who's a writer. Told me, forgive me, son. I can call him son. He's younger than I am, okay? He almost lied to me today. Said, you didn't know your assignment. Then he hands me several pages of written material that's awesome. He's a writer. There's books in that boy. There's books about quantum faith in that kid. Bobby, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but will you stand? We're going to transfer an anointing. And that doesn't mean I get to lose mine. We get to slice off a big chunk and we direct it to Bobby. Extend your hands toward him. Say carefully with me, Bobby, in the name of Jesus, we commission you by the name of God that you are released to write. You are anointed to write. There are books in you. There's a website coming quickly. And the gift that's in David is transferred to you. In Jesus' name. When Bobby sees what God sees, he knows he's a writer. And when you see what God sees in your life, you know who you are. Every believer in here must know their identity. You start with, I'm a child of God. What are the child of God's promises? Who are you? You're not sick. Stop saying that you're sick. And it isn't self-denial or denying of facts. My heart shut off. I was dying. And I died 12 times. But my wife's faith, and quickly thereafter my faith, would not let death take this man prematurely. Somebody's got to take control of their future. And you deny it from Satan. You deny it from sin. I think there's some self-denial that's all through the Word. Paul talked about it. Dying daily, what's he talking about? Turning the noise off, that's what he's talking about. You can be so full of yourself, that all you talk about is you. You can be so full of your goal, that all you do is fight for that goal. You have writing to do. You have other things to do in your life. Teaching will come as a result. Classes will come as a result. I don't know if this young man's a pastor, but I know he's got the heart of one. He said he doesn't have enough grace to be a pastor. You're looking at a guy that doesn't have enough grace to be a pastor. My son's a pastor. Great pastor. I couldn't put up with 2% of what my son's willing to swallow. But he's a pastor. He has to love him. I have to bless him. I have to speak deliverance to him. And if they don't get it, I'm willing to slap them. In the name of Jesus. So don't come for me to me for counsel. You're going to get the straight truth out of this guy. If it's sin, I'm going to condemn it. You lie in my presence, I'll condemn you. I'm not cut to be graceful. And I'm graceful. I hope that people see Christ in me. I think they do. But I see what God sees. Do you see what God sees? That's quantum faith.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like to order additional copies, or if you'd like to view the many other prophetic resources available at The Elijah List, such as the monthly magazine, Elijah Reigns, our first and best-selling music CD, He Reached Down, or Steve Schultz's brand new book, Can't You Talk Louder, God? We have ebooks, MP3 music downloads, and more. Simply log on to our website, www.elijahlist.com. That's elijahlist.com. Or call toll-free, 866-354-5245. Or outside the U.S., call 541-926-3250. And join us again for another inspiring teaching from The Elijah List.